Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. Do you like limericks? They're often funny and usually tell a little story. Sometimes you can learn something from them, but more often they are simply entertaining little rhymes, such as, "There was a young man from Nantucket who carried 12 clams in a bucket. I never knew why, for he was so shy. One clam, he never would shuck it." Or this, "There once was a man named Mitch, whose wife was really a stitch. You almost could cry as she looked at the sky while walking right into a ditch." There are many more, of course, but here is one with a message. There is a story so old, with a theme as good as fine gold. It's the story of Jesus, and how he will lead us to life eternal in his fold. Some people just talk and talk, yet when they are finally done, you have no idea what the point was. One important truth in life that often takes years to learn is that it is not the number of words that matter, but what those words say. Think of Jesus' teachings. His parables were all short stories, but what an impact they had. We, too, should measure our words so our message gets through with clarity and makes the point. Jesus was a master at telling his story and then knowing to stop so the message could sink in. Consider this parable, recorded in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 28 through 32. What do you think of this case? There was a man who had two sons. He approached the elder and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." The son replied, "I am on my way, sir," but he never went. Then the man came to the second son and said the same thing. This son said in reply, "No, I will not." But afterward, he regretted it and went. Which of the two did what the father wanted? They said, "The second." Jesus said to them, "I assure you that the tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came preaching a way of holiness, you put no faith in him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe in him. Yet even when you saw that, you did not repent and believe in him." This story of approximately 150 words took only a minute to read, but Jesus' message comes through loud and clear. Take some time to read some of your favorite parables today. Hear those concise words of Jesus. One more closing limerick for you. There once was a man named Jesus, who never would try to mislead us. He'd challenge our ways, teach us sin never pays, and by faith in him he shall free us. Please pray with me. Lord, help me to use my words for your glory and to spread your gospel message of love. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.